It is BPP Book Club Day. If you've been good little readers, you finished this month's book. It's called Petropolis, and it's by Anya Ulinich. We'll be meeting online about it starting today. Feel free to post your responses for the book. Friend of the BPP and our book club moderator, Sarah Goodyear, is here to jumpstart the discussion. Hey, Sarah.
Hello. How are you?
I'm well. You like the book. That's why you recommended it. You read the book first, so that's good. That's a nice little vetting process you bring to the table. What do you want people to get out of the book?
Well, I just thought this was a remarkable, interesting voice of someone who is from Russia and who has a kind of Russian view of the world, which is to say she's caught up in the sweep of history. Things are dark. Things are a little bit morose, but there's always a lot of humor and a keen sense of the irony of life. And that's what I really was hoping people would get out of it.
So we will start discussing the book online today, as I said. But what about reader response so far?
Well, we've had mixed response. Some people thought it was too dark, but our friend Elizabeth from Austin, who is on Twitter as Liz S., she liked the book. She was hooked by the lead character and some of the other characters.
I think it was the main character. It was Sasha, really, and all the people that she comes into contact with. And I admit that the little romance that grows between her and Jake kind of pulled me in, too.
It was pretty sexy, right?
Yeah. It's kind of hot.
Yeah. Right, so there's some action in there. Some of it's a little bit unexpected, a little bit different from some of the other action you might read about.
So did you just give it away? Did you ruin it?
Well, I mean, I hope that people have finished the book, but no, I haven't ruined anything.
No. I think that telling people that there's a little bit of sex in the book might make them read.
That's
from
right.
What I hear in advertising, sex sells. I have heard that.
That
not
is
on
what
NPR,
they say.
Though. No. So we're going to be talking to the author, Anya Ulinich, later this week. We'll be taking listener questions from her on the blog. And what does Elizabeth want to know about the whole experience?
Well, she had a question for the writer about how much she shares experience with the protagonist.
I was kind of wondering about how much she did share in common with her main character. But I knew it wasn't all autobiographical, but I figured that there were some autobiographical elements in there.
I think for authors, that's probably the number one question. You know, how much of this is autobiographical or how much of this comes from your own experience? And you probably have heard authors answer that different ways and probably with different levels of honesty. What do you think about that question?
Well, I have had to answer that question because my first book is set in a place where I lived and the lead character has some things in common with me. I mean, any author obviously brings themselves into every character that they write, but you sort of twist everything and put it through a filter, and it would be impossible to write something that didn't come from yourself. So everything is autobiographical, really.
Which is usually what the authors say.
Well,
but sometimes it's so close to autobiographical, and that's when they usually just flat out lie.
Right.
Like if it's totally taken from real life, they'll say, no, I don't know. I have no idea what you're talking
right,
about.
Exactly. I didn't kill that person. I embezzled
right.
those funds.
And then you'll say, but Philip Roth, you are Zuckerman. And he'll say, no, never heard of him.
That's
have
right.
no idea
yeah.
what you're talking about. See, yeah. I think my little theory is that how do you ask, like the worst question is where do you get your ideas from? I mean, no one knows how to answer that. So what's the more tangible way of asking it, which is, well, do you get your ideas from your own experience? It's really hard to talk about ideas and generating ideas. So that's
it is,
a kind
but
of more.
I think that from having, I've seen Anya Ulinich read and I've seen her talk, and I think that she will be a very lively interview and a very interesting person to talk to because she really thinks about all those things in a very quirky, odd way. And
she's
and
funny, too.
She's
I saw
very
her reading
funny.
Or a video of her reading at KGB, and she seemed to enjoy it, which is like the kind of hipstery book club place here in New York.
Yeah, and she has possibly the most wonderful Russian accent of anyone on the planet. It's just I studied Russian in college. I love Russian, and it's just a pleasure to listen to her speak.
Right. So I would say read the book before you hear her, because after you hear her, there's no way to read the book without her voice in your head.
That's right.
Which can be a good thing, but at least you bring your own voice to the table when you read it. And so what else? You have any charges to the masses who are reading the book?
Yeah, I really just – I want you to think about how she reflects the immigrant experience, which of course is a big part of our country, and how, interestingly enough, the Russian and the Soviet life has some things in common with the American life. And even though there's this huge transition she has to go through when she gets here, there are some of the same problems and some of the same issues in both societies. And that's probably why we were locked in a death battle for so long.
So we interview the author later this week. What happens is now we ask you to go online onto the blog. If you ask your questions, maybe we'll call you up and you can ask Anya a question, but you have to get them in now. Sarah Goodyear, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Sarah Goodyear runs the Bryant Park Project Book Club. The club meeting starts today on our blog, npr.org/Bryant Park. Thanks again.